We are told that there are more jobs available than there are people who are looking for one. Yet there are still challenges for some when it comes to finding a job. That challenge, when you think about this, is created by employers who are hesitant, some cases reluctant, to hire the disabled. I think it's another case of imagining a limitation in a person who actually has a desire which presents a greater potential than what's being seen in them. Our first guest today is here with a message for employers. Overlooking the disabled is overlooking a potential employee with dedication, determination, and drive. Certainly sounds like someone worthy of a job, doesn't it? She is the lead job readiness specialist with Easter Seals, New Jersey, Danielle Androvich. How are you, Danielle?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
And first things first, know more about the work of Easter Seals, New Jersey. It's EasterSealsNJ.org. And for you as a potential employer, which I think you're going to be once you hear Danielle's information here today, find more about the hiring guide. It's hiring guide. Danielle, when I looked at the information from the Department of Labor of employment numbers for people with disabilities versus no disabilities, well, just some examples here. These are numbers from 2021, so you can't put that much of a COVID influence on these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
The civilian workforce of people between 16 to 64 was around 145 million people. That's people with no disability. People with disabilities, that number drops down to a workforce of just about 5.5 million people. That equates to workforce participation rates. People with no disability, 76.5%. People with disability, 35.1%. How important is it for employers to understand that even though someone is medically or for whatever reason deemed to have a disability, that should not be a disqualifier?
It's, we want everyone in New Jersey in the workplace to be more inclusive and of people with disabilities, to provide a range of opportunities for, residents to grow and learn and living and able to take care of themselves and the work with their families. So it's really important for employers to contribute towards, hiring individuals with disabilities and breaking down the barriers and the elements and the obstacles those with disabilities that face when looking for employment.
Seen studies too that shows that people with disabilities help companies outperform others. They increase profitability. In some instances, companies who hired the disabled, they saw revenues 28% higher, net income by triple digits higher, profit margins higher. And it also shows, too, that companies that employ people with disabilities, they are more likely to have people who are going to be long-term employees, are reliable, and loyalty. And that really just comes out of gratitude from that person they're hiring. These are people who are looking for opportunity, and when they get it, they are going to reward the employer.
Correct. Yes, I agree with that 100%. The consumers that we serve are looking for long-term, that have the skills and the ability to learn and train the tasks that they, have the experience or don't have the experience, but, they have the knowledge to want to learn and are urged to learn more, and they are long-term. They want to work, they want to earn money. They want to earn their living, and it's very difficult with individuals with disabilities because they don't have that income only possibly with Social Security, but they want to earn more than Social Security income. So, yes, I definitely agree with what you're saying.
And this is why the Easter Seals New Jersey has released their 2022 Inclusive Hiring Guide, a how-to guide to hire more workers with disabilities. Love the subtitle of this, too, Ready, Willing, Disabled. It's sort of like those three words, the first two pretty much get rid of any misconception about that third word, because these are certainly people who have willingness. And as an employer, I would kind of think at just from the first step of looking for someone to hire, you want to have someone there who wants to be there.
Correct.
So what is some of the information that you're hoping that employers are going to become more aware of, the education they're going to gain through this, through this handbook?
Through this guide, you can, attract over the benefits, remote work, working with someone with a disability, where are the gaps, working with experts, showcase disability content. It's a lot of different information, accessible spaces. What else do we have on here? Inclusive retirement, job description. There's a lot that, is posted on this guide to help employers learn more about individuals with disabilities and that will want to come to us to help them hire someone with a disability that they're interested in to, expand their team.
From Danielle Androvich, who is the lead job readiness specialist with Easter Seals, New Jersey, EasterSealsNJ.org. And to download, if you are in a business looking for this information and clarification of, let's be honest here, some misunderstandings that you might have about potential employees, it's EasterSealsNJ.org/hiring guide. We have that link over at our website as well. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Based on your experience, Danielle, what are some of the cautions or even outright objections you've come across from potential employers who say, well, I hear what you're saying, but I don't think it's a right fit?
I feel like when it comes to clients possibly requesting accommodation, when it comes to their disability, everyone is, when you're hiring an employee with a disability, you're going to want to make sure they have all the tools that they thrive in for their new position. And for people with disabilities, some of those tools are considered accommodations. And sometimes employers don't know what an accommodation is and can't define what accommodation is, but we're here to provide them those tools and their job responsibilities, because if they can provide an accommodation, that one particular person can do that job 10 times better than possibly a regular employee.
That's probably another example, too, where the potential employer is maybe over-magnifying a misconception. They think of accommodation as this big mountainous effort where it could just simply be constructing a temporary access ramp for someone in a wheelchair, for example.
Yes, correct.
Now, you referenced remote work before, and that's certainly become a growing element of the entire workplace. Have you seen, or do you think what will develop is, via remote work, a lot more employment opportunities for the disabled?
During the pandemic, there was a lot more opportunities for remote work. And within my team, we have helped individuals that were interested in remote work. So, yes, it has definitely opened up a lot of doors for our consumers. So it's been a great, opportunity for them to be able to work from home, regarding if they don't have transportation, living, on their own and just, going out, don't have a car, don't have their license, but they have the tools and have the education and the experience of what their job is remotely. And we have been placing consumers out in the community working remotely, and it's been, it's been success.
Now, with this guidebook, again, you can download it at EasterSealsNJ.org/hiring guide. What are some of the services you provide for your clients as far as career readiness, job search skills, and try to make that connection with potential employers?
We provide them hands-on training. So, when we receive a client that is interested in working out in the community, we go over job readiness skills with them to prepare them to work out in the community. We review their resume. We help them apply to jobs that what's best fit for them. We provide as much job coaching support as we can when they do get a job out in the community. Some clients are more independent than others. But we're there full on support throughout, the first 90 days of employment.
Must be a great feeling when you answer the phone and a person on the other end of the line says, Danielle, I got the job.
Yes, it's a great feeling. That's the reason why what we do. It can be challenging at times. But the time when the client does get hired, that's, what our job is for. And it's a great feeling for not only the job coach, but for the client It can change the world. You know, they never probably thought they would have got a job where they wanted to get a job at. And the job coach is there to try to reach those goals and make that happen.
There's really a difference for you listening, certainly for you employers, of possibility versus potential. Well, yeah, something might be possible, but potential, that's a lot more solid. And I think too many employers are overlooking the potential of someone who is, for whatever reason, deemed disabled. But that's not necessarily always going to be limited or worthy of denial, especially when it comes to employment, because that leads to independence. And for you as an employer, you are getting a true asset as far as, like I said back in the introduction, someone who's dedicated, determined, and has a drive that might just be inspiring, motivating for the workers around them as well. Think of that in the bigger picture. Find more about the services about Easter Seals New Jersey. Their website is EasterSealsNJ.org. And download their new 2022 hiring guide. It's / hiring guide. We have that link posted at our webpage for you to hopefully use. And if you are an employee, bring it to the attention of your employer as well. This could work in multiple direction of ways to bring about those. I mentioned those numbers earlier about the low workforce participation rate of the disabled, to certainly bring those numbers up to a much more higher level. We've been joined by the lead job readiness specialist with Easter Seals New Jersey, Danielle Androvich. Danielle, thanks so much for the work that you do, the empowerment that you give, and for the education that your work is offering everybody. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it.